The following podcast may be explicit. One Joe Young presents Adventures from the Shed, a tabletop RPG podcast. You can find us online at adventuresfromtheshed.com.
And here we are in the shed for Adventures from the Shed. Find us online. Facebook. Find us on Facebook. We like you finding us on Facebook there. We're here on YouTube as well. And say hello, like Kurt said.
On Facebook, I mean. Say hello.
Well, you can say hello now if you want, but only you're going to hear that.
Yeah, you're saying hello to yourself.
Speaking of saying hello, let's
I'm
start
my own
with,
best friend.
Let's start with that guy over there.
Hey,
who's that?
Hey, it's the GM and HPM. I'll let you decide what those mean.
I know.
Put it in the comments. What you
What's
the best alternative to Hot Pineapple Master?
Ooh, I can think of some things.
Hey, this is Kurt. I am playing X, Kenji Jalas, the half Asian invasion
of cool. Kamikaze of cool.
And then I'm sitting over here. I'm Joe. I am playing Lance Birdman Hawk.
He was dead.
Should be spelled with a zero. H-O-W-K. H-O-W-K. I don't know why. I just say
maybe that's an
HPM is human peppermill.
Oh, yeah.
Is that too? And here we are back in the shed. Why don't we do a recap?
That's what happened last time, guys.
Did you do this one?
Last time on Adventures from the Shed.
So you guys started out in a dark room. You guys were knocked out and drugged out. Cassidy was missing. She was not in your group anymore. You guys were having some weird trippiness going on. Turned out somebody was trying to talk to you through your cybernetics. Mm-hmm. Turned about the some guy just known as the White Rabbit right now for this adventure. Maybe he'll come back later. Who knows? And he was trying to kind of lead you out, try to give you some clues to kind of get out of there. It took you guys a while to get out of the room and get your gear back. And then you only had to deal with one of the Tweedledee Tweedledum guys. And luckily, we're still able to almost get away unscathed. But I think Birdman's only got taken damage in the
I have his knuckle prints on the back of my skull.
Yeah, permanently indented into your skull.
Yeah. 10 wounds or something crazy.
I could identify him.
Yeah,
by,
I don't think you hadn't taken any damage.
I don't think so. No.
I got this.
I don't have my character sheet to tell me.
I can't remember. You might have had someone taken a knife fight. You
I might have taken a little bit of a motorcycle fight.
I'm pretty sure that was me, too.
Yeah. So you guys finally got out of the Club Wonderland. And got to the rooftop where you boarded a stealth AV,
which was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was cool.
And got shot into like low orbit to have a little chat with these two guys that you've never met before, but we'll allude that they are obviously either working for Militech or Lazarus or both, or who knows. Obviously, that throws in the connection for the Wizard Technologies too, because you had that the White Rabbit guy was doing some really magical stuff, kind of
wizardy
like,
stuff.
Weird stuff. And then it kind of dropped the bomb, like a truth bomb on you guys, what you think it is. At least for like what you guys know about Militech or Lazarus, they're kind of like the more honorable kind of corporation trying to like at least do things that they think is right for the world, you know. Even though you got to do some bad stuff to get some good results kind of thing.
Got to break a few eggs to make an omelet.
Right. So that kind of thing.
They're like the Patagonia of 2015.
Yeah. So they kind of told you like, hey, you guys are going to deliver that she's part of the Vera Society, and you know they have this information that you know Liquid Holdings, Lifelock Cybernetics had about the android either or half clone replacement of the humans, and all the information has all their research and everybody outed like whoever's like the people in corporations and governments that were like yeah thumbs up let's do that kind of thing. And they said, we can't really just release that into the wild right now. It would just totally wreck society, so that's probably a bad idea. So they would love to have information on the research, because, hey, that's cool. We could learn some stuff and maybe you know do something with it later. You know, for the good, they're not going to like be replacing people. They're not down with that. But they understand cybernetics is the way of the future. But they said they either gave you like, hey, can you get that for us and give it back to us because we can't extract it right now, we don't have time, but you know, the Beer Society has some type of technology to pull that off, so let them do the thing and you could pass it to us, or if you can't do that, then completely destroy the information, which means destroying baby and or mother at the same time. Because you guys don't, and they almost made the threat, like, if you guys don't do one of those options, we will
burn
the town down.
So they're going to blow the town up, yeah.
Well, not the town, but they'll pinpoint, be like, they understand there's going to be collateral damage, but they are okay with doing what they have to do.
Mm-hmm. Hellfire strike to get rid of the information.
Right. Well, it'll be from an orbital weapon.
All right, I think I've got it now. All right.
Do you really?
I didn't think so.
So I think you guys were Halo dropping in was the last in.
Yeah, and I did not quite.
Did you know Kamikaze of Cool did. Yes, of course he does.
Did you know that Cthulhu approves of Cyberpunk?
It was his idea the whole time.
Yeah.
He approves of anything that involved wiping out society. Yeah.
He was just upset we didn't get to it until like the 2000s. You know? Yeah. You guys are so late.
I mean, Cthulhu himself is the original truth bomb, right?
Right.
He is da bomb, indeed.
Yeah, so the Kamikaze Cool could not land on target, so you guys are landing on the ground floor after making the way to the top of the Cathedral of Learning.
All right.
And deal with his chin even... and his, you know.
You know, assassin. X, with all the mistakes I've made so far since we started, I figured you could at least fall right.
Yeah. You know, it's, I can't be perfect.
No.
Close, but not perfect.
You can't all be X.
All right, so we got to double time it to get there from here.
Yeah, I'm going to take whatever gear that we had and, you know, toss it off to the side of the road, wherever got away.
Yeah, like I said, it's still not snowing anymore, but it's like still full-on freezing rain. Not enough to where you're going to be slipping and falling, but it's very cold rain. And it's definitely, you got about an hour out from midnight. You know, you guys were kind of like, not necessarily, it wasn't a complete deadline. You know, you could probably go over, but you're, you know, sooner or later, that's, they only have a certain amount of time to extract information after the kid's born, you know, all that stuff.
Okay. Well.
So you guys are at the bottom of the cathedral.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah.
Let's just, guns out and go.
All right.
Do we have to defy any danger, or are we just hustling?
You're just hustling to go.
We are the danger.
Yeah, so you guys are just hustling to get to the top. So this is basically just, you will defy some dangers to see how long it takes you. And this is just going to set it up for like, all right, are you guys going to get to the top and they're still waiting on AB? Those guys are still milling about, or it hasn't landed, or are they in it? You guys are going to have to like
jump.
Yeah, so this is going to be, so it's going to be two rolls for you. Yeah, hitting
his team.
His pile, his guys.
All right.
Which you have no idea. You know, and you know Z's a badass by himself, but, and how many guys does he have on the top right now? So.
Right, I mean, he is like.
Shall I fail first?
Man, we gotta get some good rolls here.
All right,
I'm gonna try some new dice.
I'm gonna stay frosty here, and I know I am 4, 5.
He's breathing heavy.
I got 6. I mean, well, hold on then. Because of that,
yeah, you
I
guys will use be. My move. There will be going up steps. They have killed the power in the building on purpose.
So I can use my adapted. I'm gonna try my adapt and overcome.
Okay.
And instead of taking a chip, let's see if I can. All right. So 7
plus one.
Gives me plus one a plus one on the next roll.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm gonna roll.
I'm still not moving fast though.
No.
Or whatever the
standard.
Yeah. Whatever the badness is.
What's the modifier on this one?
This is plus steady.
Plus steady. So that is going to be 7 on the dice. Plus 1 is 8.
So your standard movement. You're not going fast. You're not going slow. Mm. But definitely slower than you guys would like. So when you do get to the top.
Jim, why couldn't you have landed on the roof?
Yeah, you could have did. You could have split the party. I know it's not safe sometimes, especially not with who's on the top of the roof. But
I know now that's his old partner.
Right.
I'm not going to show up without getting some kind of monologue in.
Oh, right, of course.
So I need to make sure that you're there.
Right.
And then you'll defend X. Twisty mustache. All this.
He's got.
And
he's not twisting mustaches. Is he French?
He's Japanese.
Guy's trying to have a diabolical good time. All right, you get to the top, and the AV has landed at this point. And you see, you see Zenshin, and you see 4 other guys, same guys you had to deal with in LA. And deal with, like, West Virginia. There's only 4 of them. No, that's not bad. It's 5 guys. Not horrible, right?
Yeah, but they're bulletproof.
And you can see the...
bastards.
2 of them are controlling the Cassidy right now. She's not really giving much of a fight. She still seems like she's pretty much out of it.
We don't have our RPGs with us, do we?
But Zenshin notices. She turns around and goes, "Get her aboard. I'll take care of these 2." And he whips out his katana. "Hello, Kenji. Been a while."
It's been a while.
This is rain pouring down.
You shouldn't be on the other side of this, Zeke.
I think I'm on the right side.
Why would you say that? Like, you just did this for the money?
Isn't it always about the money?
Wow. It always starts being about the money, but it doesn't always end that way.
I'll pay you $50 to say it isn't about the money.
Oh, it's about the money.
$100.
Now give me the $50.
Z, I don't want to fight you. We need the girl.
I don't think so. And he comes running at you. And the other two guys start laying on fire down on you.
Keep talking.
The other two are putting her aboard the... You're going to get her strapped in.
All right, Sailor, if he's coming running
at you... So he's coming at you with the katana. The other two guys got submachine guns and are laying down fire on top of the Hawk.
Right.
All right. So I got to take evasive action.
Yeah, there are some stuff you could think maybe might give you some cover behind here, or you might just be like, screw it, I'm just going to charge these mofos or start lighting them up too. I don't give a crap.
I'm going to do the dodge and shoot. I'm going to weave and just...
All right, so are you going to run out of this day? Or just kind of like
move towards them slowly.
All right.
So you're a zigzag pattern.
Okay.
Okay.
See what you can pull off.
So I'm going to go with, it'll be rocking and rolling here, and it'll be ranged combat. I'm going to use these dice, which, of course, haven't failed me this session.
Still early.
Here we go. Holy crappers. You want to see that close?
Can you fail worse than that?
No, I can't. You know what? That wasn't the real roll.
But you got a +1, right, from the before, right?
Oh, yeah, that makes it a whole 3.
Hey, 3's a magic number.
And
so he slips and falls.
And dies.
So let's roll a... Let's roll a D8 for damage.
Oh no!
This is both of them firing. I was going to say roll 2d6.
You'll probably see this. Let's see how.
Oh, it's a one.
You get lucky. You basically slip and fall, but I make your bag, and they kind of like miss you because you screwed up so bad you took cover.
That was my matrix move.
Yeah, right. Exactly. You fail so bad.
How far
you
saved yourself. How far are the shooters from me?
Fail fast forward.
It would take you a while to run towards them to do anything. And Kenji's running. I'm running right at you.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, like, if I can go John Woo style with my two pistols and shoot at the two shooters and
samurai
and get my katana for easy.
Yeah.
No,
you can either choose one. You can either shoot or prepare. Your call. So basically,
I'm gonna leave the shooters
two,
for you.
Two guys getting the girl.
Oh yeah, I got it.
And two other guys that are on the same side shooting at him.
All right, yeah. I gotta leave the shooters for you. If I have to choose that way, then I'm gonna draw my katana.
I got him for sure.
Yeah.
I am completely distracted with my physical comedy routine.
What the hell is this dude? This is why people always think, I thought I heard he was dead.
Exactly. I am dead. I'm an asshole.
I'm gonna draw my katana and.
All right, so Venture's on top. As soon as you pull it out, he's like coming down. So you're defying danger to not get split in half.
All right.
You can do it. You sure can.
10 on the dice.
You just like, whoosh, comes up.
Is there a spark?
Yes.
There has to be a spark. Yeah.
You feel like, wow, this guy's way stronger than I remember him to be. He probably got an upgrade.
Yeah.
Dang.
All right, so can I rock and roll against
him? Oh, yeah, totally.
You can do it. So it's plus hard.
That's my +2. Yeah, so I'm very hard.
How hard can you be? Are. How hard can you be?
6 + 2. 8.
That's good because without, yeah.
All right.
So it is on a 7 to 9, you hit and deal damage, but your target attacks you as well.
Yeah. So you're going to get a little slice and dice. So we roll. What is your katana damage?
It is a roll D6 twice and take the best, better.
Yeah. D50.
So do your damage, and then we'll see what damage he does for you.
He can do the other die.
Yeah.
Three.
So you're both
taking 3 points of damage. I know you have some armor. I think you probably have, 2, I think?
That is a great question.
Because you had the full tight-fitting leather armor.
Yep. Yeah, that form-fitting. Let me see what that is.
He said form-fitting. I said tight-fitting. What do we think?
It is armor 2. So that takes me down to 1.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I'm gonna take these two dice for the next roll.
Of course, he's probably got armor 2. But
of course.
Of course he does. I have no idea why I can't roll.
So I just mark 1 wound?
Yep, 1 wound.
I mean, I do have an idea why. It's because I suck. So I just want to keep trading bullets with them.
Yeah, that's all they're going to do. They're just trying to keep you down, and like they would like to all escape, but mm-hmm. if they could just get the girl out, then that's cool.
Okay. And I put my submachine gun on full auto. I mean, do we have anything for that, or is it not?
I know it burns down. It definitely burns an ammo if you go full.
Right,
I don't know if it gives you any bonuses.
I don't know what it means, right?
if it gives you any bonus to. Although, you know, you
could. Because the idea is, I'd like to. What you were talking about with the cookie cutter.
You could get.
I just want to mow both of them.
Yeah, so you can. Well, no, you can get both of them and the dudes putting the chick in without hitting her.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that they go to town.
Because I know I can't fail.
Right. And don't you already get like a plus for your. You get like a bonus to hit or something?
I get a plus on. What you call it? It's on. When I'm staying frosty, I get a plus.
Okay.
Do I really? You know what? I also have this trying to get by him to get to Cassidy.
You kind of do a little bit. It's kind of like you want to show the title kind of thing, you know. Plus, he's kind of betrayed you. You thought he was like a good dude, and he's told shit burned down.
All right.
So and it's almost like he's not going to let you pass, man.
All right. That's my man. The other thing, by him.
The other thing I keep screwing up is I have this thing called Leatherneck that I'm supposed to be using. When I take damage, I roll plus steady. On a 10 plus, I can reduce the damage by 3. On a 7 and 9, I reduce it by 1. That could have been useful previously.
Yeah, that would have been really useful.
In the meantime, let's see about mowing them all down. Hey, that's 10 right there. So that's 9 plus 1.
With cookie cutter. 10.
Yes. Yeah, just roll your damage. We'll see if you can take them all out. At least injure a bunch of dudes.
I'll mark off the ammo.
Yeah, they're definitely going full, definitely burns one.
How many ammo do you have?
The 3. Well, two more after. The regular 3 ammo number. 5.
All right, so
however you do that, is it like 5 each because they all?
No, yeah, it's going to be the same. So the two guys in the
AV
in the AV get laid out. The other two guys shooting at you definitely take the hits, but they still seem like they're just injured. So they're still trying to like keep you at bay. The two guys in the AV go to slump, but the chick's been strapped and she's kind of like out of it, and you can see her like strapping to the AV,
and she starts pushing.
Damn it.
Right, I'm going to stick with those guys for a little bit. But I'm ready to keep going, but I want to see what X and Z are.
Yeah, I'm actually just trading blows with you, man. So
we're like,
so you're defying danger.
You're going to roll the same dice? 6. That's twice in a row he's rolled 3s on both dice, so that's got to mean something. He's almost got Yahtzee, Chris. Give him some kind of bonus.
Sorry.
No?
I give him some pineapple.
7, right?
You know, I don't think that's worth it because, you know, there's some alert just recently. Science
has
proven
hot
pineapple. I wouldn't give him hot pineapple. That seems wrong.
So what does that mean when you fail your defy danger?
Oh, I guess 7. Yeah, 7.
Oh, 7.
Yeah.
So I'm still gonna
what is it called? Stay frosty?
Yeah, it's the stay frosty.
I succeed, but the GM will present me with the worst outcome, hard bargain, or ugly choice.
All right, so he's hitting you so hard, he's pushing you to the edge of the building. Every time he hits you, he backs you up.
Right to the edge of where I would fall off the roof?
Yeah, and it's also like it's starting to get frozen on the rooftop because of the freezing rain. So you're like when he hits you, you like slide back, and it's getting harder to fight because you're on uneven ground. Doesn't seem to be bothering him though, because he's. You feel like he's got a lot more weight on him. Mm-hmm.
Dive forward and slice at his ankle. That way you go past him.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm getting backed up, so...
I'm feeling confident I just had a good roll.
I think that's right. I mean, I want to do try kind of an acrobatic roll and then try to slice him across the calves.
Okay.
Something that would... So, one, I'm getting me away from the edge, and two...
Right, you're going to reposition him with that. Right, gotcha. Yep.
So, that's rock and roll.
I decided to hear see if you something could pull there.
This off. Rock and roll.
Oh!
I did not pull it off.
That's a 1 and a 2 on the die.
4 total. No, 5 total.
We'll say when you go, you roll, but then you just like land on your back and slid for a little bit. So now you're prone. You will be minus 1 to any maneuvers until you can regain your stance.
Yuck.
And
I did no damage.
Yeah.
I'm just
back to you. Same, so they're shooting at you again. Even those guys are both injured. Also, it looks like the pilot's coming out. Like to lean out
really?
The doorway, yeah. Yep.
Really?
You don't think you might want to shoot the guy who's about to like impale me on the ground?
Nah, you got it. He can't kill you in one hit. You're tougher than that, right? You sparred with this guy before. I gotta save the girl.
Save the cheerleader, save
the world. What am I doing first?
Defying danger. All right. To see if you could
I'm gonna not get shot.
Yeah.
I can not get shot. Yes, I can. That's an 11.
Awesome.
I get another plus 1 on the staying frosty because I'm remembering that now. So that's 9 plus the 1 for steady plus the 1 for a move called veteran because I'm a veteran.
Yep.
I'm a veterinarian. I know how this works.
Stay frosty.
All right. Now I just want to shoot him.
Yep.
The same idea. If I can get these two guys and maybe a couple of stray bullets up towards the pilot, sticking his head out the door.
Do you guys know how to fly, Navy?
Yes.
Not that you have to use the AV, but it is faster to get over to the... Apparently, you're not that much, that far away, but better than going all the way down.
Well, if the pilot's trying to shoot me, he's probably not going to fly it for me unless I hold a gun to his head.
Well, you never know. I'm just saying.
But in the meantime, if he kills me, then I can't fly it anyway. So I'm going to say...
I just put it out there.
I'm going to say, yes, there. I can fly it.
Okay. Well, you didn't do too bad helping the other pilot.
I didn't do bad flying out of it.
But you were just helping.
You're a vehicle guy.
Yeah. All right, so I'm just going to try and shoot them all. Oh my God. That's a 6 and a 5. That's 11 on the dice. Plus 1 is a 12.
All right. All right, so you,
let me roll.
You mowed down.
Well done, Joe Young.
You mowed down the other two guys that were laying down, basically cover fire almost. If they kill you, great. If not, who cares? As long as they kept you busy. Yeah. The pilot gets lit up. He goes flying back into his cockpit. Maybe like... starts side shifting off the building.
I make
going
a break.
Slow though.
I make a break for it.
Okay, back to Kenji.
I'm prone. So what do I need?
Hey, don't die!
And so he flips over the thing, and comes down to like a stabbing strike into your head with the katana.
Defy danger.
Yep.
8 plus 1, 9.
All right. So I would say roll a 4-sided and half it. You'll take definitely 1 point of damage. He's definitely going to nip you with something.
Okay. Do you want to do the roll 2 dice and take the worst of the two? Instead,
it's fine. Yeah,
so roll. I got 2 4s over there. He said roll 4-sided.
Yeah, I don't want it to be a lot. Yeah.
So roll both of the 4s. Those are 8s, Kurt. We'll get there.
Yeah.
Me no game so much.
And we're probably not going to be able to read these, but we'll see how it works
out. 2 1s.
You take 1 point of damage.
All right.
Gives you a nice little scar across like your cheek and ear. It jacks up one of your hearing
buttons. It'll get, stick a little bit between your cheek and gum.
So one wound takes me to 2. Okay. And I'm going
to... You're still prone. You're still at -1 to do whatever you're going to do.
Okay, so I want to... I'm going to like do the worm jump up to my feet. And so I still got my sword. I'm going to jump up to my feet. Yeah, and then just kind of come across, like try to get him up across the armpit chest on a rising strike. Yes, 9 plus 2
minus
is...
-1.
9 plus 2 is 11, minus 1 is 10. All
right, still good.
And
good.
I have a special move.
Oh, shit.
I don't know if it'll apply here.
Well, what is it? What do you got?
Well, it's when I rock and roll, I get a 10 plus. On a 10 plus, I can deal that damage to a second target. Which I don't know that that makes sense, but maybe it can help him
both
somehow.
Of his testicles.
No, I would let you do another thing of damage to him. Like, you slice this way and spin around and slice another way.
Okay. Right? Oh, yeah. So, first target, right pectoral. Second target, left pectoral.
All right.
You're cutting his man boobs.
All right, and my damage on this is going to be, I'm going to stick with these dice. 2d6, take the best. 4 and 1, so I think that's 4 damage.
Yeah, 4 is definitely better than 1. I'm with that.
He takes it, but he's still, he's injured, but he doesn't seem to be too fazed by this.
Okay.
So the fight is on.
You're ready for the AV? Yeah,
so you get it to where it's like, it probably had maybe another 20 feet to go before it was off into the building. So by the time you get in it, it'll be out over open space. You'll be off the building.
I want to definitely make that leap onto it, regardless of...
Oh, right, totally. Yeah. See if you jump in or are hanging off.
Just in case it matters. Remember, I get that twice.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he is armored.
So yeah.
Slowly I gotta get the right die again. Where did it end up? Is this it? It got moved, I think. I'm gonna roll this one regardless. Let's see what happens. Okay.
Who should be rolling?
Why'd you make me roll, Chris? That's mean.
Because you gotta make it exciting.
It's less than exciting. Well, maybe it's more exciting now.
Yeah, you're hanging on.
But it's not
so
stellar.
Basically, you get dragged. You're on with one hand, and the AV's slowly moving. So it moves off. Out of the building, so now you're just like hanging off the AV.
while
still slow, like shh, it's real slow though, moving like further off. There's no buildings high enough that'll hit anything for a while, but you're slowly moving away from the building.
All right, I need to drag myself up inside and make my way to the controls.
Back to you guys. So you have flipped up, so he's just tackling you normally.
Yeah.
He's gonna try to do like a cut high and then like a kick low.
Okay.
Like a.
So I'm defying danger with a 7 plus 1 is 8.
All right. You're still going to take some damage. Just roll a d6.
Oh, 6.
So that's the cut and a kick at the same time,
What was your armor?
Right. You.
Oh, I get to reduce my armor.
Yeah, so it's 4.
Right. Yeah. Right. So, okay. And then... The last one where I took one, I would have taken zero.
Well, no, I had to make that sure you took on one for sure, because that was on your face.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah. Okay, so this one, so I take four, which gets me to 6 wounds total.
Yep.
All right, so I'm going to attack now, and I'm also, I'm gonna come like I'm coming in with a swing,
mm-hmm.
but my goal here is, even though it's less damage with them, this is deception, and I'm going to take it with this hand off and then try to get him in the throat with my hand blade. Like right up in here. That's
I'll give you a plus one to kind of like he's going to go to block what you would normally think is coming, and you're going to hit him with something else. Let me get plus one.
Come on.
You can do it, Kurt.
Come on. 5, 6, 7 well. Plus 1, 8.
All right. You definitely get him where you want to in like the throat strike, but he's able to like do something to kind of still get you with his blade.
Okay.
So just it'll still be D6, but you would half it this time because he kind of for your damage to get hit.
Okay.
So you're gonna take two. So
5, 2.
You'll take two.
Total.
You'll take the two.
All right. So that gets me to 8 wounds.
But do your damage to him.
Okay. And then my damage to him is, let me see what my...
I think it's best, something best, right?
Yeah, 2 6s, and it's the better of the two.
Well, that's for the katana, but this is the...
Oh, yeah, the combat knife.
I've got it right here.
Yeah.
I wrote it in my notes.
It's like a D50, right?
Hand razor is 2D4, armor piercing 1.
Oh, so it's 2D4.
Huh.
This one is 2D4.
Not 2D4 beads, it's 2D4 plus an R here.
Yeah, it seems high.
Well, no, that's fine.
Yeah. I mean, it is what it is. It's my cyberware. Come on, baby. Let's clear these dice out of here. Let's make it pretty dice. For when I roll 2 4s.
We just can't read the 4s on the camera, but that we can read them here. That's 2 3s.
3 and 3, we'll take it. So that's 6
and
armor piercing 1.
Yeah, so that's going to...
throat piercing 1.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't even have to pierce his armor.
Well, you don't know where he could still be armored.
That's true. That's true.
A lot of different places.
Chin strap on.
All right.
All right, so you're at an 8?
I have 8 wounds, so I don't know what happens now.
Okay, I think the next time you take a wound, you take a gut check, right?
So he's pretty jacked up. He's he stacks back. He's definitely bleeding.
Actually, when you check off your 8th wound box, you roll plus steady. So if you're at 8, you would do it.
Roll plus steady. Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. So can we do it?
Yep.
You have it in front of you.
He backs up and he's grabbing his throat. He's like, I've seen you gotten a lot better, Kenji.
Does he say it that clearly?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He does.
Bastard.
I see you've gotten stronger, Zenshin. So I rolled 7 plus
your steady.
Steady. Hang on. I think that's plus 1.
Unless you have a plus 3, unfortunately, it doesn't make a difference.
All right. Steady is plus 1. So that get me to 8 on a 7 to 9. So 10 plus, I would stay on my feet, and I would ignore any excess damage on a 7 to 9, same as above, but choose 2. I either take -2 to ongoing to all moves, pass out for a few moments, you'll have time for 1 or 2 moves tops, or you're making it worse, first aid moves to help you take -1. A failure, which not.
Yeah, so
you don't want to pass.
You're in the same shape I was. Yeah. You probably don't want to pass out.
Yeah.
Unless the 2 moves you take are to make it to the AV and pass out.
But the AV is not close to the building at this moment, unless he could rearrange it.
Well, that's what I'm headed to do.
I mean, I think I have to, but I have to choose 2.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I have to take sucks. -2 to ongoing moves, and then I don't quite understand the first aid one, so I'll take.
You're trying to like. You're interfering with people trying to help you because you're in pain. You're just pushing them away. You can't.
Right.
You're being troublesome.
So I'll take those 2. Yeah. Because if passing out gave me only 2 moves more, that might not be enough.
Right. Yep.
So.
All right.
Well, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Hawk.
I'll make my way over to the controls.
All right.
And just guide it back to the building.
Yep. Now, this will just be to see how fast you can get it there.
Okay.
Just a failure would be like you're just. He's going to have to kind of be on his own.
Yeah.
If you succeed, you're going to be able to help, do something to help them.
A failure just means it's another die roll for me.
Yeah,
basically. Oh, that's a 10 on the die.
All right, what do you want to do?
What I'd love to do, there's the perfect idea, is I get the AV close enough to hit Z in the head.
That's what I'm hooked.
And I want to grab. I want to hit Z in the head and let X just grab onto the AV so I can pull him out of the way.
Yep. So just make the roll to hit. I was hoping you would try to ram Z with it.
Yeah.
Because he's kind of like,
yeah,
backing up and but he's good. You see him start to kind of like raise the katana up to kind of do a strike, and he looks like busts up. He's kind of like almost like staggered a little bit. They both look like they're peaked, like beat.
beat the shit.
My sunglasses are askance.
Cracked, maybe. That's a 7. It's a success.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So you you hit Z, knock him over. He's
You're able to grab on.
All right, he's in the AV. Door still open. Chick's all
drooling.
I just need to get it so, like, get it out of the reach of the building, right?
Yeah,
you're maybe, not worried about any kind of special pilot.
No, and you can get over to the University of Pittsburgh rooftop in less than five, like a couple minutes. So that's that easy.
Let's do that then.
All right. So, what were you rolling on that? Was that a Defy Danger roll?
Most likely. I mean, it sounds like what Chris was asking
me. Yeah.
But I mean, I have a plus one to everything.
Because he could have
skills.
If he would have screwed up at me, maybe he would have hit you.
Right.
Or he hit both you guys, or he hit part of the building.
You were in the middle, so is there a complication, or were you just good?
Shh.
I just want to see if
I already have what it is.
My guy's about to bleed out.
I already have what it is. All right, so you're flopping down. He's driving the boat, basically.
Yeah.
Right. She's drooling in the seat. You guys are flying over. He's coming in for landing on top of the building.
Mm-hmm.
You can already see the Militech guys on the top of the building kind of giving you the... And then you see Z... like just crawling aboard, and he's coming in to attack.
That's why I asked. I was like, "Is he hanging off the bottom?"
He's like,
right. So,
land on him.
I'm in. Right?
He's in the building. He's in the AV.
That was the complication.
He can't land fast enough.
So, I'm gonna just, I've got my basically my stylish combat boots. I'm just gonna try to kick him in the face, and he falls off the.
Right, you're just trying to kick him off.
Yeah, just rock and
in for a
rock and roll, baby.
Slow face kick.
Come on, rock and roll.
What you got? Yeah. Is it six?
Six plus two is eight.
Yeah, that's something.
Yep. Eight.
All right, you kick him out, and when he went to go, his katana got loose and hits the girl right to her chest, and he goes like Hans Gruber off Nakatomi Towers, like slow baby, like dead.
It's clearly green screen, though.
But she kind of like she starts like shaking real bad. She's got like a katana right in her. You don't know if it's in her heart or not. It's like real close.
Yeah, that would be a bad thing.
All right, so you're able to land.
Yeah. Let's get her to the dock.
She got a katana right in her chest right now. Yeah.
If she died, we can still extract the information, right?
Well, the baby, the baby's the more important piece.
Yeah.
How heartless are we?
I'm on the edge.
You're pulling it out. You're just carrying her out. Because the military guys are like, this is your deal. We're just making sure you can get in here. I guess still make the deal with the Veer Society.
What I would have to say, my opinion at least, is if the katana stays in, the more it moves around, the more it's going to cut something. Katana's not a dull blade.
Yeah, that's what I feel too. I feel like you got to try.
But sometimes it might be holding something together. You pull it out, it can make things worse, too.
It could be right next to something that it's about to hit. That when we don't pull it out, it goes and hits it.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to take a look and assess the situation.
Everything could be bad.
Yeah, what's the discernment? Check the situation.
I want to do it as a spout lore. I got to remember what these things are. It's the science one.
Drop science.
I want to drop science
on
this.
How are you going to drop science? You don't.
Because I've worked enough with drugs and doctors. My buddy
is
a vet.
Oh, yeah.
A veterans clinic doctor.
Yeah. You've seen enough.
I might be able to say.
Make an assessment.
What's going on here? And that's a 9. I don't have any pluses on this because it's
skills. You're pretty sure. I think we can pull this out and just make a quick,
Okay.
Make sure we can get some pressure on it, whatever. I think because we're in a medical facility.
Yeah.
You guys are at the biomedical tower for the university.
Yeah,
if you can get her in, they should be fine. Even though she's you can tell her water's broke. Like it's game time. Her body's she's having problems.
Then we're gonna pull it out and let's move her as quick as we can.
All right, so you guys are dragging her in there, carrying her.
Is one of us gonna have to have pressure on it? Is it you or me?
I took the sword out. I should probably keep pressure on it.
All right, so then I'm on guard, ready for any.
All right, so you're carrying her in, and then you're kind of making sure people are out of the way, kind of.
Yeah, that's what we'll do.
All right, you guys get into the area where you need to be, and Dr. All comes there, and he's like. Looks furious. What the fuck's with all these Militech motherfuckers in this place, huh? This shit is gone. We're not fucking paying you another 5 mil. It's bullshit. Get her on the table, goddammit. You know how important this fucking information is?
Daisy? I'm gonna set her on the table.
What the fuck is this? Why is she bleeding out? Jesus Christ. Never should have hired you assholes.
Daisy?
Don't use your Jedi mind tricks on me.
This isn't a Jedi mind trick.
Yeah, what the fuck is this? So he hooks her up to this machine, you know, he's like, wait outside.
Easy. We'll wait outside. Can we see from the outside?
Yeah, there's like a window? She's going to have to give birth first, and they're going to have to hook the baby to some weird machine. There's one guy in there, looks like it's like a full conversion, but like a shitty model full body conversion, just for like bodyguard for him. Okay. So that would be the only thing you'd probably have to deal with if shit goes bad with these guys.
Right. So now that we've stepped out, it's going to go bad.
Now we've got to make our decision, X. We not.
So you know it's going to be what do we do a little while before, yeah. Although they're going to be able to facilitate a birth faster than normal because they need to. Yeah.
What are we doing? We're letting him keep the information. We're destroying the information.
This guy's an asshole.
We're going to take the information and sell it to someone else.
I mean,
that's another choice.
It is.
We're making a run to the moon.
Rabbit and Mel, they got us out when it mattered.
Yeah. Rabbit and Mel.
Rabbit and Mel. They took
coming
care of
Thursdays on the CW.
This guy, we did what we said we were going to do, and he's treating us like trash. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think my gut is we go with Rabbit for now.
So we're going to destroy the information?
Well, they'd rather have it first. But
yeah, case, get it back to them. Yeah.
Because there's pretty important research, like how do they do this? And they want to burn the people that were involved, like all the high up corporate dudes, the government dudes. They want to get rid of the people.
I mean, if it goes bad, we can always go after them in the next episode.
So we got to see if the baby has a USB port.
That'll be up to the doctor.
Yeah. download. Right click baby.
Yeah, he's got to find the right marker.
What do you think?
DNA to pull the information out.
I gotta say I agree. But now we've got to figure out. Once they get that baby out of there and they start collecting the information, we need to see how they're doing it so that we can steal the thing that they've collected the information onto.
Right.
Right.
So
we have to worry.
We need to be watchful.
Yeah. I think you're just spouting about not paying us. I figure Sheila's not going to screw me on this.
Probably not, but I also figure that the rabbit Noah will help out if we need any money.
Nice. Right. I mean, you got $5 million already. You got a decent chunk.
Yeah, but we've done everything we said we were gonna do.
Right.
We got it.
Even like $5 million is like a crazy amount of money. You know, guys normally get that paid that much money.
As far as we know, the Queen of Hearts drained our bank accounts while we were out.
Yeah, you never know.
She's kind of bitchy.
We might have to go back and deal with her too.
Yeah, deal with her.
Mm-hmm. Might lose your heads. I don't know which one.
Off with his heads.
All right, so you see the baby come out. The guy's doing his thing. He's got like some crazy scans going from this other machine hooked up to another laptop. And while that's running, he's kind of like dealing with Cassidy, make sure she's okay. I can see him talking. You guys really don't have any audio to overhear anybody through a wall, do you?
Well, my ultrasonic hearing.
Okay. So that would be kind of like a...
It lets me see, but I don't know. I guess it's however you would want to play it.
I think it's more like a bat sonar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if it helps any more
than... I thought there was one thing to ask an extra question.
That's mine. Yeah. My hearing enhancement.
But you got jacked up, right?
Maybe. Yeah.
I've got my... my eyesight, I could probably gather extra information.
All right, so we'll see if you can make a roll to see that. Yeah, like,
so let's do that
kind of thing.
Let's do the check the situation. You know what? We're just going to keep cycling through dice here because I started with like 50 on one side of the table and 7, 8. All right, so when I check the situation, well, this is not during combat, right?
No.
Because I have a thing only when it's during combat, and I don't have that right now. All right, so then I'd be able to ask two questions out of this. So in this case, one of the things I would want to know, first off, is, what would I look for here? The question of where's the information going, or what is it they're about to do? What should I be on the lookout for?
Yeah.
But then the other one I would probably want to know is... Assuming we get the information, what is the best escape route? So let's figure out if we can get the information first or where it is.
Yeah, so it's going into the laptop that he's got on the side there. It's not part of the other machinery in this place. It's like his own. He brought it here. What was the other thing? Like escape route or something
else? Yeah, I'd like to know. So now that we know where the information is and we hopefully we can grab it.
Yeah.
What's the best way out?
You just got to get out of it. It doesn't matter. You got to go right out the way you came because you know there's Militech guys on the roof still.
Okay.
But the other thing that was important, you kind of like notice her, him, them talking. Not that you could hear what they're saying, but you kind of see their lips moving.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you kind of see him look at her and then he looks at you. She looks at you guys and you kind of think something's up.
So she said something about us. I think she said you touched her in an inappropriate way.
Trying to play one character who's not a total pervert. I don't think I did that.
Yeah, pretty good. No, I think you did fine. Yeah.
Well, maybe
yeah.
You got it right in the first place.
She
pointed, I'm on video. It's like
she pointed at the window. Friend. She pointed at the window and said, "They're not my real daddies." And here we are.
He's not my uncle.
Yeah,
and he still hit the quarter.
I hadn't heard that one. All right.
So he's still fiddling with the laptop. She kind of gets up from the table and just like. You know,
mm-hmm.
And she kind of looks over at the full board conversion thing and just looks at it and she comes out in the hall. You guys did a good job.
Yeah.
I know he's kind of upset in there. I'm going to see what I can do about getting the rest of your money, but I can only do so much. I really appreciate what you guys did. This is very important for the world to know this, the truth about you.
Okay. You're welcome.
Thanks. You guys can either hang out here or, if you guys want to leave me contact information, you guys can leave. You don't have to stay here if you don't want to. You can hang out if you need to, but.
What kind of laptop does he have? I'm just curious.
I don't know. Like I'm not really into the tech
Dell
stuff.
Or HP or.
I'm sure it's some crazy offering or something. I don't know.
I think I want to check it out. I'm curious.
I think it's a GFY. I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
She just walks back in and takes a little look at the full board conversion thing sitting there. It looks like it's powered down, but
yeah,
it's almost like, one of those like
we need the laptop. Can you get it?
Can you distract them?
Oh, I can distract.
Then I can get.
We proved it last time. See the dent in the back of my head? I know how to distract. I can pretend I'm going into labor. I just walk in and say, I'm going into labor. Let's see what happens.
I don't care about what's in your thing.
So is the baby dead?
No, it's still alive.
Okay. Is it still like plugged in downloading or does it look
it's like the
transfer is complete
neonatal unit?
Yeah, it looks like he's still, you can't tell he's doing something. Like he's in front of the laptop, but he's kind of
like we can't see the laptop and the green progress bar is done.
No, yeah,
you can't see that. All right. I guess I want to make sure the data's there.
Yeah, wait till he's done standing in the laptop. Right?
Do you go into the room though or not?
What was the name? Yvette? Can she tap into this download and see if it's complete before we go in there and take the data?
No, you think that laptop was probably air gapped out.
Yeah, I was going
to
say not.
It's only connected to the baby.
Right.
Let's ask the baby. Hey, baby. Are you done downloading?
It seems to me as long as he's standing there looking at the laptop, then he's waiting on the information.
He could also be transferring it somewhere.
He could be, but not
he could be making a copy.
Although we don't know that.
Backing it up to Google Drive. Yeah, let's go.
What are you doing?
Going in. Unless you got another idea. The laptop ain't gonna make its way out here on its own.
Yeah, I'm like, part of me is like, we should just kill the baby, but I don't think that's the way I would roll.
Yeah, but at this point, what we've heard, if I remember right, and Chris, you correct me, but once the information was extracted from the baby's useless.
Yeah.
It's like the baby didn't hold a separate copy of it.
Right, but we don't know if the information is off from the baby to the laptop.
But I don't. But once it is off, we don't.
Correct.
It doesn't matter if the baby lives or dies, correct. But why not let it live?
No, absolutely. Right. Once we know it's off.
It's not like somebody can plug in and get another copy.
Right.
So, plus, if we interrupt the transfer, then they can have incomplete data anyway. And maybe that's enough for the rabbit and mouse.
Maybe.
Enough information to look at the research and.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do it. People don't have full information.
So you got to distract them and probably deal with this, whatever you called it, the cyborg.
Yeah.
And
I'm gonna knock the doctor out.
Well, I'm gonna go in it, and the first thing I'll say is, so what about the money? Are we gonna get it? I'm just gonna, I'm not as belligerent as he was when we walked in, but I'm gonna shoot back a little bit.
So like the doctor's back, and he's like. Get the accounts from them, Cass. Yeah, he seems annoyed that you're asking about the money.
Okay.
So she has another device so you can plug in your account information.
Okay. All
right.
So we're in the room.
Is it a GFY
now.
Laptop? I'm curious.
Yeah.
Does it have GFY? Yeah. Is it lit up on the back like the Apple?
Has a
two middle fingers. That's actually a pretty cool logo right there. Put up like that.
So should I be trying to knock this guy out so I can grab his laptop? Is that, was that what our plan was?
I mean, we've got support and a vehicle on the roof. As long as we can outrun them, we're out of here.
So just snatch and go?
Yeah.
Defy danger to snatch laptop?
I mean, you can clock them.
Yeah.
You might be able to knock him out.
That was my thought. Was I
No need to slit his throat or anything.
No. I was just going to try to knock him out from behind. I mean, I don't have a black jack, but I could, grab something and just knock him.
And we have to worry about the other guy powering up, too.
Correct. So
something to keep an eye on.
And crazy teenage hormone girl.
Before we get too crazy, look around and see if there's any syringes full of knockout drug. They were just giving a birth to a woman who might have needed, some kind of anesthetic.
I don't know I would know what that
might be. It would say right on it, I'm going to knock you out. Mama said knock you out.
Cool J brand.
Yeah, it's going to be right on it.
Yeah.
I mean, really, at this point, for the jacked up dude, anything in a syringe, inject him, including air.
Including air.
Just do it. Just walk up to him and straighten his neck. It's probably more effective than anything else we have.
Any syringes around?
There's a bunch of stuff, yeah.
Well, why don't you get the jacked up guy and I'll go knock the doctor
out. Let's go that route. I'm going to go, I'm going to grab a syringe of whatever.
Okay.
And just walk up to him. And I'm not going to make it obvious. I want to make it so it's not obvious.
And what were you doing?
I think I'm going to try to knock the doctor out so I can take his laptop.
So the doctor's just looking at a screen anyway. Yeah. She's plugging numbers into a PDA.
Well, no, she wanted you to plug numbers in. She was going to hold it up, like, plug your numbers in. We'll send you your money.
Okay.
We'll do that first.
Once I plug the number in and she's paying attention to the screen, that's when I, nonchalantly grab the syringe.
Okay.
And I just
put the casual.
I mean, it's not going to be a big room. I just casually walk over here and wonder what's up on the wall over here.
Stop. Before you get over here, stop. And you see she's got a gun to his head.
Oh, whatever.
Don't do it, man.
Why?
Think you're going to get out of here?
Yes.
You're going to get through me, the doctor?
Yeah.
And that's this thing over here?
No time for love, Dr. Jones. Yeah. What are you going to do about it?
I don't think you're that fast, old man.
You're right. But I can do it. I'm going to try it. I'm going to see if I'm that fast.
The doctor's kind of like trying to like slowly get himself in a position to like, not get screwed over here with a syringe full of whatever.
Yeah.
Well, you think you're that fast?
Well, the syringe is for the cybernetic dude.
That's not going to do anything. You know that won't do anything. It wouldn't matter about that thing.
No?
Yeah. I figured it'd have to be the doctor. Yeah, it wouldn't do anything with that at all.
He was going to take the doctor out.
Yeah.
So I had a bad plan to begin with.
Yeah. You would already know that wouldn't have done anything.
So then I would just have my gun at the back of the cybernetic's head. That's where I would be, though.
Okay. Come on.
I would be that fast. I am. Are you that fast?
I'm pretty fast.
Let's go.
I'm just going to drop. As soon as somebody moves, I'm going to drop.
The cybernet thing's head turns around. It's got like a faceplate, like a screen.
Yeah.
And you see like a little rabbit come up on the face.
Mm-hmm.
Only you can see it. And it goes away.
Okay. I shoot her.
All right. So just see how fast you are, right?
Should I do Defy Danger as I stop, drop, and roll?
You can if he screws up.
If. What do you mean if? You know I'm going to screw up. Yeah. Let's get a good shot of this. That's not a screw up. That's a 7, 8. It's 8. It's an 8.
On rock and roll?
Yeah. All right.
So you're going to have to, because it's going to be, he's going to shoot her, and she's going to be able to, like, squeeze. So you're just going to have to see if you don't get completely annihilated.
Doc, you can do it.
High danger is plus steady, so it's going to be plus one on top of 5.
Six. He didn't quite get it. I can't believe I'm faster than the street swimmer.
If I have wired reflexes, does that help me at all? While active, if you fail a roll and would take damage or be attacked, roll plus sharp. On a 10 plus, the damage is halved. So on a 7-9, take the damage, but boost your next move.
Yeah, you want there that. It's going to be a headshot.
Okay. It's going to be a headshot.
So I did fail.
Yeah.
So now I'm going to roll plus sharp.
I got to get 10 plus.
And my sharp is...
take half damage.
I think it's 1.
But it's my 0. Skilled is my 0. Yep, sharp is plus 1.
All right, here we go.
Come on, baby. Come on.
Eight plus one is nine.
Yes. You got anything else to give you?
We don't have any coins, right?
I got nothing left over.
So hang on. So in a nine, I take the damage but boost my next move, which isn't going to help much.
It depends on how many, how bad the shot is.
Hang on. Do I have, hang on.
I can do it.
Andre's just did
it. I might make it out alone, but I'll make it out.
Yeah. Yep. Hey. If I gotta go, I gotta go. I don't have anything else to add to it.
It's just the 1d6 damage. So
you can take it.
Yeah. Don't roll a six, I guess.
Yeah.
Two.
Yeah. Oh, you're good.
Two. So the headshot. So yeah. That takes me, I guess, to 10 on my wounds. Is that right?
Yeah. So you gotta make
a gut check.
Yeah. Unless you could try to force the dog to give you medical help or whatever.
Can I? I'm gonna try it.
Yeah, you can try to get me. You can try to force him. Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that.
He has to make a gut check regardless. But
so I already
got to force the doc to stabilize him a little bit better than maybe you can stabilize him.
I already shot her.
Yeah,
so I'm not worried about her now.
I'm gonna say she's dead.
All right. And I just turn with a submachine gun at the doc's head and say, "Help him now."
Fuck you, man.
I shoot.
Shoot knees.
I'm done. Okay, I'm so done. Bam.
All right, you gotta make that check. Right, I think you gotta make, or how's it work?
I don't know. It says when you check off your eighth wound. I don't know if you do it again, but.
Or is it, are we already into the
bleeding? I don't think so. I think that's it there.
Or is it first aid?
We are.
I think such newbies. He could probably do it. It's just the doc would have been able to do it. I was would have let had the doc do it, but mm-hmm. be able to, have to try to convince him a little better than that.
Oh, you know what? There is there's probably drugs here. You could pop some pills.
Pop some pills. Such a chronic injury rather than bleeding out. Here we go. Once a character takes a ninth wound, any damage after the eighth wound, they are bleeding out. This basically means they're incapacitated, unable to perform any sort of action, badly hurt. Mm-hmm. A character who's bleeding out must be stabilized either by a first aid move or any relevant archetype moves. So,
all right, I'm going to try doing the first aid on him and drag him out with the laptop. Can I get the, I turn to the thug there in the chair with the white rabbit that flashed up in front. Can you help?
It starts looking around. It does a scan of the room like this to see.
Get on your feet. Help me drag him out of here.
It's looking to see if there's something to stabilize him. That over there points to a little thing.
Shooty syringe. A hypo.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so you're stabilized, but you're still going to need medical attention fast. It looks like the laptop has a little bit more to go.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to be down on the wire trying to get him out of there.
Okay.
But this thing goes. The white rabbit's like, I'm gonna burn out this unit as soon as you guys leave, though, so it's useless.
So we're just waiting on the laptop.
Yeah,
so it gets done.
99. Finished. All right.
Oh, you shot the doctor, right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good issue.
In the face.
Baby's the only thing that's alive here, right?
Yeah. So you got a baby.
Probably should grab the baby.
Yeah. Now that's a hospital. Someone will take care of it.
Eventually. Yeah. That's why I think you should leave it.
That's what the Merc would do.
Someone's going to hear it crying.
Well, it's like eventually people will come in here and it'll be fine.
Tell you what, it's got a better chance in a hospital than it does with me getting away from here.
That's true. Yeah.
I can raise the
guy's got a target on his back.
Yeah.
All right. So you guys can get into out to the other Militech people and they'll take care of him. And you guys hand over the laptop.
Yes.
All right.
That was the plan to get it to the rabbit and Mel.
Right. And if this goes bad, we'll take care of it in the next campaign.
Yeah.
All right. And they'll definitely they'll dump some money into your accounts for that. So make sure you got. They won't give you as much, obviously, because you're not. Yeah. The Vera Society probably lied, and they weren't going to pay you at all. Probably. They didn't like you guys.
Didn't like us anyway.
Yeah.
Dog, I put bullets in his face. Jerk.
I took a bullet in my face.
You're not going to pay me?
Yeah, job well done. Maybe we'll call on you guys again.
Did they call on us to begin with?
No. Okay. But they kind of intercepted something that was going bad.
Yeah.
You guys got yourselves in a hole you didn't think it was going to be that deep, and it got worse as it went.
I'd want to know more about the white rabbit, Mel.
I spent a lot of time trying to dig my way up.
Yeah.
It doesn't work.
Yeah. Right. Cool. Awesome. Cool. So I get patched up.
You guys both almost got like to the edge of getting killed.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
Pretty good. I think of some generous DMing that kept me from getting splattered in the face there at the very end.
Well, no, I mean, because technically, even if it's a headshot, it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get annihilated. Right. You know, and you guys aren't first level guys, right? You guys are a little tougher than normal.
Right,
you know?
Right.
That's why I let her. She was normal human, but she had a little bit of training. And the same with the doctor. Like technically, he should have rolled damage with the doctor, but I'm like, he's like a regular low level doctor guy.
Put my submachine gun in his face.
Yeah, plus I figured you dump the magic into him again. He's just tired of everybody's crap.
That's exactly what I was.
So by giving it to
him, like, I'm done.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it.
All right. So by giving the information to Militech, it's not going to come out immediately. It's not going to destabilize society.
So what will happen? They'll go through and go, okay, who made these calls? Like who said, yeah, let's do that. Sounds like a good idea. They're going to start taking those people out. Now they have to do it. These could be government officials. It could be corporate. You know, they kind of have to do it on the slide to make sure nothing's up. But they're going to probably keep them up, or they'll just monitor these people to see if anything else is going on. Things like that. But they'll definitely try to like take our business, and they'll try to take any useful research that they could use for good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going to have some of the truth come out, like, yeah, those people aren't fucking humans, they're androids, they'll have to try to handle that somehow. But they can't have it get leaked, because that could just be a bad scene.
Cool.
So they'll try to manage it somehow.
So use it like National Enquirer stories for a little while.
Some of that stuff, yeah. Right? Some of the stuff will be that.
Some black flags.
Yeah.
So do we know Mike Sheila, who hired us in the first place? Was she just a contact, or was she in with Veer? Would I know that, or could we figure it out?
She was working for either LifeLock or Liquid Holdings, and got word of something, and she was like, "This stinks. This is kind of fucked up." So she's like, "I gotta get," but she didn't know she was working for Veer. She didn't know that. She just was like, all right, I got to get this. Someone's like, hey, you got to get this girl here because she has information. Like, oh, that's important because these LifeLock and Liquid Holdings guys are up to no good. It's no good.
Right.
I don't want to be a part of that. Even though I'm working for them right now, I have a job with them now. Can't have this going on. So she didn't know she was handing off to the Veer Society, but she was like, I need to step away from this and have some third party take care of it so I'm not as connected and they don't burn me.
That's good, because in my mind, she was stupid hot. So I'm hoping she can go back there.
Yeah, no, she didn't. She knew, like, this is bad. I kind of want to, I got to get somebody else to deal with it. So I'm kind of like protecting herself. Yeah. So she could still she's still trustworthy so she can still get jobs, right? Doing executive protection and all that.
So in the epilogue, Kenji X is going to go back and hopefully have his nurses. He's going to be nursed back to health by us. Chili.
Nice.
Yeah, you did kind of like do her a huge favor doing his job. Yeah. Even though you did get paid pretty well for it. That's like, that's a big chunk out of her retirement, you know. Mm-hmm. $5 million's huge.
You know? I think Hawk's going to go on a bender of dangerous missions that involve probably shooting somebody for a little while. He's gonna be pretty angry after this. Things went sour several times, and it did not turn out the way he wanted it to turn out.
Yeah, that was fun though. That's kind of a one shot or two shot. That was a good time.
Oh, cool.
One shot, two shot.
Thanks for doing it, Chris.
All the shots in the face.
All the shots in the face. Yes, thank you, Chris.
Yeah, it was like a last minute. Even like I was trying to come up with more stuff to like expand the second part, and I was like, it was like last minute, a little bit last night and a little bit this morning, and I kind of like, I always change stuff as I go, kind of.
So, dude, I tell you, so, you know, I don't know if you guys know Mike Shea, but he's a kind of a famous DM, and he's written this book, The Lazy Dungeon Master, and that's his website, and he's basically like, everyone's super over-prepares, and, you know, once you know kind of the mechanics and the rules, like, really, too much prep can hurt you.
Oh, yeah.
I ran this session last night, or a couple nights ago in my game, and I had planned for the whole way the scene was going to go down in my mind. And I was like, I could kind of know my group. And I was like, it's going to be a big fight. But and of course, no matter how much you plan, they do the one thing that you never think is going to happen. So can we have an aside here for a minute?
Sure, go for it.
So warehouse, and normally they've got to get into the sawmill. And if you go any day of the week, you know, there's a couple guys working on the first floor, a couple guys working on the second floor, a couple guys third floor, you work your way up, you get the information.
Yeah.
unless you go on Sunday night. And it says, if the players go on Sunday night, all of the cult are gathered here for their Sunday night rituals. And I knew they were going in on Sunday. Yeah. So I'm like, sweet. No one on the first floor, no one on the second floor, no one on the third floor, but they're all in the top room. Mm-hmm. And they're going to like stealth in, and they're going to have scoped it all out, and they're going to see 12 guys in ritual gear with like a naked woman on the altar who have to be sacrificed. Stuff. I'm like, this is going to be awesome. They're going to come in. They're going to get a surprise round. I have it all planned out. They sneak in, they stealth, they check the place out for days, they get up there, and then they do a, they're like, we can hear people inside chanting, we can't tell how many, and then one of the guys does a spell to start knocking on the door really quietly and get louder and louder to see if someone will come and answer the door. So, of course, they hear knocking on the door, go behind tables, behind the altar, and all of a sudden I'm running this ginormous, like, crazy cover fight.
Hysterical.
So, my point was, you may not have planned a lot, but it was fun. Like, there was enough plot to keep it going.
Oh, yeah, like, sometimes I'll have ideas for scenes or characters, but I don't have, like, the main concept, like, outline. Yeah, so I'm like, I'll try to figure out what I want to do. Like, I had the thing where, like, all right, the main thing was, like, yeah, get the chick here. But then what's happening in the middle and who's involved, you know?
Right.
And then I kind of last minute threw in those, like the Mel Gibson guy. He's actually one of Brian's characters named Sykes, who ended up. And, like, the Rat White Rat was a guy named Seldon.
Hi, Brian.
Who called Mr. Wizard, who's, like, which in the Cyberpunk, he has carbon plagues, so he has, like, nanotech in him. Ooh. So he always, and he's from, like, the future. He's, like so he has cybernetics, but it doesn't look like, and he could, like, almost see, like, audio, visual. He could see all kinds of signals. So he kind of comes off like he's a wizard.
You see code. I see blonde, brunette, redhead.
Right. He's like one of, like, and he does some really weird stuff. So I kind of like threw those in as like cameos, you know.
I think for this stuff, I tend to over prep. But I think as long as you have an outline of where you need to go and then like just a high level of a few things, you know, we all play enough that we'll try to make it fun.
Right. Yeah, for me, it was just trying to hit those certain scenes like the rooftop fight, you know.
Right.
Stuff like, or the club, the craziness going on in the club, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then it adds other characters. Like you said, you could always deal with the Queen of Hearts again or something, you know.
Right. Oh, yeah, there's like at least two or three hooks there that you could go back to.
Right.
So, cool. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. I think Hawk would want to go back and shoot her. Maybe not kill her. Shoot her from afar. Take out a knee or something.
Right. Yeah.
Just so she just so she would know later that somebody, you know, messed with her.
Yeah. That's not bad.
I think almost surely.
How are we on time? Are we good?
Yeah. We're definitely good.
Awesome.
I think we could probably wrap it up there.
What do you guys think?
Think it sounds good?
Just get another order of hot pineapple.
What? We just have some hot pineapple. This day would be perfect.
What's the news going to say about the hot pineapple?
You know, I was actually just talking to a scientist the other day.
What?
And they told me that there's this thing.
It's crazy.
And, all right. In the meantime, we can all say bye.
Thanks for watching and listening.
Thanks for the hot pineapple.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by One Joe Young. You can find us online at AdventuresFromTheShed.com.